I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus Christ is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We exist in time as eternal beings. We're here and we're transitioning in and through this season for such a time as this, according to God's plan, God's purpose, and God's good pleasure. So we're here in this life, in this world, doing what it is that the Father would have us to do in this season. So now, amidst all that goes on in the world around us, how now do we live? And this is something that we continue to look to the Father to direct, because we just want to be about our Father's business. We want to be about the things that He leads and guides us to do. We want to say the things that He has for us to say. We want to be in step with Him. You know, it's been interesting watching all the things going on in the world these days, and engaging in prayer more and more as God is giving us liberty to do that, directing us to do that. Here's the thing about prayer. You don't want to pray out of your own mind. You don't want to pray out of your own volition. You want to pray as the Spirit would lead you to pray. You want to allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide you, because then you get into the flow of what God is doing. And then you find, too, that you're truly an ambassador at that point of what the Spirit of God is doing and what the Kingdom of God is doing, and you become a spokesperson for the will of God. And this is not something that's exclusive to, you know, a select set of people. This is something that's the role of the body of Christ, the thing that the devil tries to keep you away from, tries to keep you away from your true identity. You know, if you've been tracking with us for a while, or if you've heard us on some other shows or other places as well, you'll know that one of the things that we are very strong advocates against is the issue of human trafficking. And we work, you know, in the sense that we labor to see that end as God would direct us and give us strength and the ability to be part of that push and that move. But one thing that you'll find as you start learning about this is usually when people get trafficked, one of the first things that they do is they want to take away their identity. When somebody makes someone a slave, one of the first things that they want to do is take away their identity, take away their connection to family, take away their papers, their passports, their background, to separate from that. If you look in the scriptures, you find Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the first. That was their slave names. There's really Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael was their names when they were taken into captivity in Babylon. Why? Why do they do that? Well, they want to separate you from who you truly are. And that is always something that people that are slavers want to do. Now, the world the system of the world is a slave system. And one of the things that the slave system of the world wants to do is separate you, child of God, you, follower of Christ, from who you really are. And that's one of the things that Jesus Christ restores in Him, in Christ Jesus. When you're grafted into the vine, who is Christ, you're restored to your true identity, to who you truly are. And when you know who you truly are, it affects and changes things. It affects how you see yourself. It affects how you see your time on the earth. It affects how you view your life. It affects how you treat your body. It affects how you treat other people. It affects how you relate to resources. It affects how you see time and your energies and your efforts. So the enemy is going to try to keep you away from that, because if you know who you are, you now tap into power. You now tap into what's your eternal resource and your eternal inheritance. If you know that you can pray and things will change, then it's very dangerous for the kingdom of this world, because they know that you serve the greater one. They know that all authority on heaven and on earth was given unto Christ Jesus, and He then sent us forth into the earth. And so they know that, so they want to keep you away from that. Because if you don't recognize who you are in Christ, and if you don't move in that power, then they keep you paralyzed. And they want to keep you paralyzed. They want to keep you away from who you truly are. If they can keep you away from that, then you don't move in that. Imagine, if you would, if you had $10 million in the bank, and you had a bank card, but you never knew the PIN number, or you never knew the account number and you never went and accessed it. Well, it was there the whole time, and you could have always accessed it, you could have always used it, but you just didn't know how to, or you just didn't have the right information, or you just didn't know that it was truly yours. But what Jesus does is he connects the dots, and he shows you he's the gate, he's the door. You know, by him we go in and out, we find pasture, we connect to that which is our inheritance and our right. And so once they have that, now they want to keep you away from that, because now you have everything necessary in Christ Jesus to access your eternal resources. So the bank account of heaven, if it were, is there for you to access and for you to draw upon for your assignment and your time on the earth. And they want to keep you away from that. So they want to keep you as a pauper. They want to keep you away from your eternal identity in Christ Jesus. That's very, very important to them. Because if they can keep you away from that, they can keep you paralyzed. They can keep you from accessing what's yours, what's not just that's not just something that would be nice to have, not just a wish. No, it's an inheritance. It's an inheritance. It is your God-given birthright in Christ Jesus as a child of the living God. You have access. And they want to keep you away from your birthright. If you know what that is, and I've had personal life experience, you know, with knowing what that's like, where people will try to keep you away from that which is truly yours by every measure. And it's an evil and a wicked thing. And the world will do that. The people in the world will do that. The world thinkers will do that. But the child of God, when you know who you are, now you got to put your shoulders back and you got to move in that. Now, from a spiritual perspective, the veil of the temple was rent in two. There is no more separation between you and the living God. In Christ Jesus, you have direct access to the very throne of God. And you can pray, and you can ask, and ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door is open. So you need to do that. You need to move forward in that. If you've been joining us for the 20 on 20 prayers with our brother in Christ, Zeph Daniel, and his lovely wife, Trish, our sister in Christ, and Patrick, and Kunita, who joins, you know, from time to time we draw in more and more people as well. You know the power of just prayer, and that's just 20 minutes once a month. You have that access all the time. You have that access to the very throne of God all the time. You can go forward in that power. You need to know that for yourself. See, one of the reasons why God had us set up Faith Mix the way that it is because you don't need a person. You and we've deliberately tried to keep people from following us as individuals, and we've pushed people to follow Christ, and we're just here cheerleading you along the way and encouraging you to do that. Because so often the world has kept wanting to put somebody up in front of you to get you to look to a person. And our encouragement is to go direct, because that's what we do. We go direct to the Father, because that's what Jesus Christ died so that we could have and that we could enjoy and that we could move in. So you can go direct to Christ. Through Christ, you can go direct to the Father, and He and the Father are one. So you can go direct. You don't need a man to get to God. Now, here's the reason why they want to put somebody in front, is they want to put somebody in front so they can control you. They want to put somebody in front so they can bring you back under the curse of the law. The curse of the law was that you needed a man to get to God. That's the way that it was set up in the old school days. You know, there's a high priest. He would, you know, he had bells on his ankles, or on the hem of his garments, rather, and he would walk around with those, go into the inner, the Holy of Holies, and sprinkle blood on the altar once a year for his sins and the sins of the people in intercession for them. And if something went wrong and he dropped dead inside there, they couldn't go in after him because they would drop dead too. And they had to basically pull him out by his feet because it had a rope tied around one of his ankles. They'd have to pull him out like that because they couldn't go in to get him. That was the curse of the law. There was a man between you and God and separation from the Father, which was that veil of the temple, which I had a friend one time when I was in D.C., and he showed me these hand-woven Persian rugs that were like 2 inches thick. And he said, here, try to pull this, try to tear. I mean, it was like steel to try to tear that thing. And he said, the veil of the temple, he was telling me this. He said, the veil of the temple was twice as thick as this. I mean, no human hand could have torn that rug that I had in front of me. That rug was like $20,000 for a rug. Amazing, but it's beautiful. But yeah, you know, it's something that human hands could not tear. But the hand of God tore it from top to bottom so that there was no separation between those that were without to the very Holy of Holies because of what Christ Jesus did on the cross. So your identity now is in Christ. Now you need to move in that identity. Here's the thing. One thing that's important is once you know who you are, now you need to begin to move forward in that. Because that is important. You've got to begin to, imagine if you would a training aspect. Well, you've got to begin to use those muscles. You've got to begin to train, you know, train yourself in godliness. You know, you want to begin to move forward in that. Test that out. Use that. Take confidence in it. You know, I know for myself, in my natural self, I'll get frustrated with maybe things, you know, in this life or things in this world. But you've got to shake those off because those are things the enemy's sending your way to try to paralyze you and keep you away from who you really are. You need to continue to wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. You need to go forward into that fight and wrestle with those things that are in front of you, and you need to move through them, not get pulled out. You got to go through. God would have you to go through, because this is also part of the journey. This is part of the human experience. This is part of the dynamic of why we're here. You know, that's just part of it. So you need to engage. You need to pray. You need to trust God. Read that word. And I know for myself, I need to be getting back into the word more and more, because there's the enemy's trying. You know, when the enemy's trying to keep you away from something, that's when you probably should be trying to do that. Because usually, if you look when the enemy tells you to try to do something, it's probably the opposite of what you should be doing. When the enemy's trying to tell you not to do something, it's probably something that you should be doing. So it's funny, because the enemy just comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. So you know that probably the direction that the enemy is trying to either encourage you or discourage you from is probably the opposite that's probably the best for you. So just keep that one in mind, because the enemy is anti-Christ, anti-God. They go against that which is real, that which is true, that which is God's intention for you. So keep all those things in mind and know that God has given you power. You have power in Jesus' name. You have power to destroy everything that is not of Him. You have power to put to death everything in your life that shouldn't be there. You have the power to put under your feet, because that goes under the feet of the very body of Christ, and God has intended on an eternal perspective for all of His enemies to be brought under His feet and under the feet of the body. So you, as part of the body, the enemy needs to be under your feet, and you need to be trampling on that enemy all the time, because that's the enemy's eternal destiny, is under your feet, under the feet of the body. So you should be walking on their heads. You should be trampling on them. You should be putting them under your feet. They should not be over you. They should not be alongside of you. They need to be under you. So that is the place for the enemy. And you need to know that. You need to move in that. You need to be bold about that. This is not a place of reasoning. This is not a place of discussion. No, when we are in a spiritual war, and as a warrior in the spiritual war, this is one of the things about a kingdom. A kingdom is under the dominion of a king. There is no democracy in that. There is no vote. There is just the will of the Father. Now, the thing is that when you follow through with the will of the Father, that's where there's life and peace. That's where there's joy unspeakable. That's where you move in the power of what you are destined to be. That's the intention for you. So thing you got to know is that in the will of the Father, He knows. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are His ways above our ways, and His thoughts above our thoughts. You got to know that the best is there for you, and you need to move in that. So the place we get in trouble is when we think in our own mind, and we think we know best. There's a way that seems right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. So you don't want your own way. You don't want your own plan. You don't want your own intention. You want His ways, His plans, His intentions. That's what you want. Because that's the way of life. That's the path of life. But you got to know that we're in a war, and you also need to know that you are serving as a child of God. You're serving the winning side. You're serving the more powerful side. You're serving the side of light and truth. And light is coming in, so you are riding and flowing with that wave of the living God to do His plan and purpose. This is important. This is important. When you know your identity in Him, you can move in that. When you don't know your identity, then you are now paralyzed. And they do that to soften you up, to try to enslave you. The world wants to enslave you. God wants to free you into a life of following Him. And there is freedom in Him. There is strength in Him. There is peace in Him. There is blessing in Him. There is a way that leads each and every day, going from glory to glory, strength to strength, life to life, purpose to purpose. There's joy and peace in Him. So I want to encourage you in that, because in the time that we're living in right now, as things continue to ramp up and escalate, God is in control, and He wants His people to know who they are, to be grounded and rooted in Him, to have their houses built on the rock, who is Christ, and to shine bright and to weather these storms in with flying colors. You know, He wants you to not just sort of like kind of make it through. He wants you to make it through in style. To make it through just praising Him, knowing whom you have served, and knowing and being persuaded that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. That's what God intends for you. So we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to live in that. And we love you guys, and God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. I love you guys. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.